The price of renting commercial space in Aspen is some of the highest rates the resort has seen in years, and there have been questions about whether it's affecting business owners renting offices. Realtor Bill Small handles commercial real estate deals in Aspen. He's with Zenith Realty Advisors.
Well, I think as the economy has continued to get stronger, retail space and office space downtown have gotten more expensive.
As reported by Aspen Public Radio, some commercial space in the resort is renting for as much as $250 a square foot.
We've seen some major jumps in pricing, probably about a 25% increase in rents in the retail section just in the past year, and I think that's also reflected in the office section.
Office space is going for between $20 and $60 a square foot. The vacancy rate can be harder to pinpoint compared to retail space, but Small and others estimate it's at 5%.
We saw the same pattern back in 2006, 2007, as office space got expensive downtown and those tenants migrated down to Basalt and Carbondale and never really come back to Aspen.
Small says the high prices have not spurred his clients to make the move down valley in the last 6 months.
But I did work with a couple of the large office tenants that made that decision back 2 and 3 years ago.
Or they cut back their Aspen offices to a much smaller staff. Size is a powerful factor for employers deciding where to put their workers. Pickens County and the city of Aspen are both building tens of thousands of square feet in office space to accommodate employees, but that's a much more difficult option for private businesses.
We don't have any place else to put people, so we're sharing cubbies and tucking people in the corners that we have here and there.
Jeff Hanley is with the Aspen Skiing Company, which just bought a 28,000-square-foot building in Basalt. As one of the biggest employers in the Roaring Fork Valley, the Ski Co. is keeping its headquarters in the Aspen Business Center. About 200 employees could eventually move to the new Basalt building, although the Ski Co. is still working that out.
It also offers us the opportunity to give our employees who might live down valley and do not have ski area operations, sort of essential jobs where they have to be on the slopes every day, it gives them the opportunity to save on their commute.
The Ski Co. is joining other larger employers moving workers to Basalt or considering that option. Rocky Mountain Institute is building a new headquarters there from its previous location in Old Snowmass. Pickens County is looking at renting office space in Basalt for about 50 workers as a temporary arrangement while the county builds new offices in Aspen. Dr. David Borchers practices internal medicine. He moved his medical practice from Aspen to Basalt about a decade ago, in part to spend more time at home in town.
At the time my daughter was 1 year old, I was actually looking for new space. My rent was going up.
Borchers wanted to buy office space in Aspen and couldn't afford it, but Basalt prices were doable. And it's been a good fit. He especially appreciates not having to commute, and his patients have been supportive of the move. Even with the high office rent in Aspen, there are still businesses that have to make it work. That's true for Erin Lentz. She's been in Aspen for 18 years and previously edited Aspen Peak magazine. Now she's co-founder of Tag Media and has been in her current location for a little over a year.
So we're so grateful to be in the Crystal Palace building, which, as you know, is an Aspen landmark in the heart of the downtown core.
Lynn says holding meetings and lunches in Aspen pays dividends for her business. And thus far, being in Aspen has been affordable.
But I can say that we were given a favorable deal simply because the space that we're in, the building may eventually turn into something different.
The office will likely be redeveloped by prominent landlord Mark Hunt, and Lentz will have to move out. She and her business partner are planning for that eventuality and are considering making the move to the base of Highlands. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.